June 18th, 2022. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy, and this will be my June 18th edition of the Battle Club Report. I'm going to go over some of the top stories in the world of professional wrestling. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy, and follow me on YouTube here, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Check out the channel. You know, I've surpassed my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers, and I'm on the road to 3,000 YouTube subscribers. So definitely subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Check out some of the videos I have. You know, I'm going to start reviewing AEW Dynamite each week, and I'm going to start doing these live editions of the Battle Club Report for you guys every Saturday. So first story I want to go over is Jeff Hardy. You know, this past Monday, Jeff Hardy was arrested at 12:45 p.m. in Florida, I believe. This was Jeff Hardy's third DUI offense in 10 years. Jeff Hardy blew a .294, so that's about three times, maybe I think almost four times over the legal limit. You know, video had surfaced out of the dash cam of the arrest of Jeff Hardy, and it was three cops. They had their guns drawn on Jeff Hardy. You could tell Jeff Hardy was just didn't know where he was at. You know, it's very sad to watch that video. He could barely put the car in park. You know, a video surfaced on the internet from the night prior where you can see Jeff Hardy drinking his Fireball, you know, that he admitted to the cops in the video that he was drinking Fireball. In the video, he says, you know, Fireball, he said, whiskey is my best friend and my worst enemy, the night before. Tony Khan and AEW would go on to issue a statement saying that Jeff Hardy has been suspended without pay, and they want to help Jeff Hardy get the help and treatment he needs during this time, and Jeff Hardy will not be allowed to return to AEW until Jeff Hardy completes his treatment. So, you know, this is a sad and disappointing situation all around. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, the Hardy Boys. You know, they were childhood heroes of mine. You know, I got to meet Jeff Hardy back in 2019 at War Rumble Access. You know, Jeff Hardy's one of those guys, you know, he's just, everyone loves him. He's just a superstar, a character in the wrestling ring, and one of the best tag teams in the world, him and his brother, the Hardy Boys. And, you know, now he's in AEW. This is their, you know, second run as the Hardy Boys. You know, this is supposed to be their final run as the Hardy Boys, from what they've said. You know, I thought Matt and Jeff Hardy were going to become AEW World Tag Team Champions. Well, in the ladder match this past week on AEW Dynamite, unfortunately, matters happened that caused Jeff Hardy to not be able to be in that ladder match. So Jeff Hardy has been suspended without pay, and AEW is going to assist him again to treatment. And Jeff Hardy has said that he's willing to get the treatment. So I hope Jeff Hardy gets the treatment he needs. You know, addiction and substance abuse is, you know, it's a difficult thing, man. It really is. And I just pray and wish nothing but the best for Jeff Hardy. And I hope he gets to a place where he can be healthy for not only himself, but for his friends, his family, his children, you know, and get back to the ring when he is healthy and entertain us as he does. So wishing all the best to Jeff Hardy. Next story I want to cover is Sasha Banks gone from WWE. You know, back in May, Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out of Monday Night Raw when they got into I think it was a disagreement with creative far as the creative plans for that night. You know, they were going to do, I believe it was that Fatal 4-Way match. I think the plans, they came out that Sasha and Naomi were going to pin one another. They weren't having that, so they walked out. So we have some updates. So this past week, June 15th, Raj Geary from Wrestling Inc. If you don't follow Raj Geary, at the Raj Geary on Twitter, definitely follow him and Wrestling Inc. on Twitter. Raj Geary tweeted, "I'm hearing Sasha Banks has been released from WWE. Not sure if it's on Sasha's end or WWE's end." Andrew Zarian on Twitter, at Andrew Zarian, on Twitter of the Mattman Podcast this past Thursday, on Thursday edition of Mattman Podcast, Andrew Zarian would follow up and said, "I did hear last week that her lawyers, Sasha Banks' lawyers, were trying to get this deal done." And then we had a follow-up from WrestleVotes yesterday during SmackDown. WrestleVotes, at WrestleVotes on Twitter, tweeted, "The word backstage from SmackDown is that Raj Geary's report about Sasha Banks being released is the word backstage is that Sasha Banks has been released from WWE." Now, there hasn't been any official statement from WWE, hasn't been no official statement from Sasha Banks. I know Sean Ross Sapp, of Fightful, I know he tweeted that he's heard the same thing that WrestleVotes has heard, that Raj Geary has heard, that Sasha Banks is indeed released from WWE. But until, you know, WWE makes that official statement, until Sasha Banks makes that official statement, it's not official, is what I'm saying. But WrestleVotes, Andrew Zarian, Raj Geary, Sean Rossap, they're all credible sources that I follow and I trust. So I'm going to take their word for it. And, you know, I tweeted this out this past week. If Sasha Banks is indeed released from WWE, it's WWE's loss, okay? Sasha Banks is a main event star wherever she goes. Sasha Banks has been Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion. Her and Bayley were WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. You know, I believe she was NXT Women's Champion back in her NXT days. Sasha Banks has done everything that Sasha Banks needed to do in the WWE. So Sasha Banks could go to Hollywood. You know, Sasha Banks was in The Mandalorian. Sasha Banks has ties to the entertainment world. Her cousin is Snoop Dogg. What I would like to see, I would love to see Sasha Banks in AEW as her real name, Mercedes, maybe Mercedes Banks. You know, Sasha Banks in AEW, there's so many matches that would be amazing main event matches. And AEW needs a strong women's division. So, you know, you could do Sasha Banks versus the TBS champion, Jade Cargill. Sasha Banks versus Britt Baker. Sasha Banks versus Thunder Rosa. Sasha Banks versus Jamie Hayter. Sasha Banks versus Toni Storm in AEW. The list goes on and on. So wherever Sasha Banks goes, Sasha Banks will be a main event star. So, you know, we'll see what happens. See if we get official statement from WWE on Sasha Banks being released. Next story I want to talk about is one that shocked me, man. It shocked me, but it didn't shock me. Vince McMahon. So Wall Street Journal posted this the other day. WWE board probes secret $3 million hush packs by CEO Vince McMahon. The report from Wall Street Journal will go on to say that Vince McMahon hired the woman as a paralegal at $100,000 a year and bumped it up to $200,000 a year once they began a sexual relationship. Vince McMahon would have the 41-year-old sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, and he gave her, it would be a settlement of $3 million, with the first $1 million up front, and then the rest of the $2 million would be paid to her over the next 5 years. I believe this investigation has been going on since April, they said, and it doesn't just involve Vince McMahon. It involves Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. And from the report, it says, you know, Vince McMahon would hand over this woman to John Laurinaitis like a toy. You know, Vince McMahon and this woman had a sexual relationship. Now, WWE is saying that it was a consensual relationship, and that WWE did not pay this woman any money. All the money came from Vince McMahon himself. So Vince McMahon was using his personal funds to pay this paralegal the extra $100,000. So it's just a very dicey situation. So Wall Street Journal posts that, and then on right before SmackDown, yesterday morning, WrestleVotes tweeted, CEO Vince McMahon steps down from his duties, and taking place for Vince McMahon in an interim role as CEO and chairwoman is none other than Vince McMahon's own daughter, Stephanie McMahon. Now, this is where it gets a little interesting, because Stephanie McMahon stepped away from her duties, went on a leave of absence on May 19th. So May 19th, Stephanie McMahon steps away from WWE. June 17th, Stephanie McMahon steps up as interim CEO and chairwoman of World Wrestling Entertainment. So this was all over the news yesterday. CNN had a special interviewing Dave Meltzer. They were talking about this on ABC, Deadline, Bloomberg. All the news outlets was talking about this. I've never seen anything like this in my time. And Vince McMahon opened Friday Night SmackDown last night in character. Vince McMahon walked out to the ring. The crowd was cheering him, which was crazy to me. Because anyone that knows this situation, this is not a good look for Vince McMahon. It is not. The crowd's cheering him. Vince McMahon comes out. Vince McMahon says, then, now, forever, together, put emphasis on the together, and said, welcome to SmackDown, throws a mic, walks away. 3 minutes of Vince McMahon. He didn't address the allegations. He didn't say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm got to go away for a while, I got caught. Nothing. Vince McMahon just said, welcome to SmackDown. Business as usual. And I said this on Twitter. This is Vince being Vince. Because Vince McMahon is worth $2.4 billion, okay? Now, maybe Vince McMahon didn't do anything wrong far as from a business standpoint, because he had her sign an NDA. But here's my point, right? If you're in a consensual relationship with someone that works for you, you give them an extra $100,000 increase in pay, but then you have them sign a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, and you offer to give them $3 million to stay quiet, there's got to be more to this story that we don't know, okay? Because if it was consensual, why are you paying her $3 million to keep her quiet? That's where it's going to get a little dicey. Now, yes, Stephanie McMahon is interim CEO and chairwoman, but they said Vince McMahon will retain being the creative decisions. He will retain creative control, and that will bring me to my next topic in a minute. So it's really just like, I think they're trying to make this look like Vince is not in the wrong here. They're like, oh, it's okay, we're going to put Stephanie in charge. Vince is going to go away, you know, go away, but he's still going to be doing creative. So I don't know how this ends. I don't know if, you know, Vince McMahon, I believe he is the owner of World Wrestling Entertainment. That's his company. I don't know if the board of WWE can vote him out. Yeah, I think he has 80% votes. So I don't know if they can vote him out of the WWE. I don't know how this ends, but I think it's going to be a very ugly situation. It's not a good look for Vince McMahon. So Vince McMahon under investigation for that $3 million hush pact, and Stephanie McMahon will be interim CEO and chairwoman, but Vince McMahon still has creative control. That brings me to my next story. The Beast is back. Roman Reigns defeated Matt Riddle, in the main event Friday Night SmackDown last night, and in what was an amazing match. It was a great match. I thought Riddle was going to win the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship for a minute. Roman Reigns defeats Riddle. Roman Reigns is standing in the ring with the Usos. Brock Lesnar's music hit, The Beast, Brock Lesnar, Cowboy Brock with cowboy hat and all his back. Brock Lesnar made his way to the ring. He extended his hand to shake Roman Reigns' hand. F5 to Roman Reigns. Usos come in. F5 to the Usos. And it's made official. On Saturday, July the 30th, from Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in a last man standing match for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Now, I'm not a fan of this. I was at WrestleMania 38. I was there for Brock versus Roman Reigns for that Undisputed Universal Championship. Roman Reigns defeated Brock Lesnar in night two in the main event, night two, WrestleMania 38. I don't need to see this match again. I was at Fastlane 2015. I saw the Roman Brock. I believe that was the match I was at. I was at SummerSlam 2017, where they did, I think it was the Fatal 4-Way or the 5-Pack Challenge. I was at WrestleMania 34, Roman versus Brock. I was at WrestleMania 38, Roman versus Brock. This is like the 9th or 10th time these two are meeting. I don't need to see Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again. I don't. And I love Roman Reigns. If you don't believe me, after you're done watching this video, check out my I Acknowledge Roman Reigns video. Love Roman Reigns. He's my tribal chief. He's the head of the table. But I don't need to see Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again. And I get it. Cody Rhodes is out. Randy Orton's going to be out. Seth Rollins is in Money in the Bank. You got Edge and Finn Balor. They got their rivalry. Drew McIntyre's in Money in the Bank. So I get it. But you got Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley didn't get his rematch yet. You got so many different options here. I feel like they hit the panic button on Brock Lesnar. Say, oh, we need to get Brock back. Cody's out. Orton's out. Hit the panic button. Bring back Brock Lesnar. Now, the only way that I will be okay with this match ending, since it is a last man standing match, is I'm going to book it for you right now. Money in the Bank, July 2nd. Seth Rollins wins the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. July 30th. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Last man standing match. So last man standing match, you have to beat your opponent to the count of 10, so where they can't answer to the count of 10, right? How did Seth Rollins win that WWE Championship last time Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns beat the hell out of each other at WrestleMania 32? You have Seth Rollins cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase during Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in the last man standing match, but Seth Rollins doesn't pin Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins pins Brock Lesnar. And Seth Rollins wins the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, and we get the Heist of the Century 2 at SummerSlam. That's the only way I'm okay with Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again. And that's coming from me. Like I said, I love Roman Reigns. I had planned to go to SummerSlam, but I canceled those plans. And I'm not going to SummerSlam anymore. And I'm not going to lie, I'm okay with not going to SummerSlam. I'm not angry about not going to SummerSlam because Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar again, I don't need to see it. Sorry, not sorry. Well, there you go, folks. I want to say thank you for joining me for tonight's episode of the Battle Club Report. As always, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Like some of the videos on the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And help me reach my goal of 3,000 YouTube subscribers by AEW's All Out Weekend, Labor Day weekend, Chicago, Illinois. That will be my next big wrestling show you can catch me at, AEW All Out. Well, we got a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling, man. Sasha Banks gone from WWE. Will Vince McMahon be voted out of WWE? And the Beast, Brock Lesnar, is back. It's Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, last man standing match at SummerSlam. I will see you guys this Wednesday. right here live on the channel for my AEW recap episode, AEW Dynamite recap episode. This is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Till next time.